My name's Adam Botello, and I've been a Christian since I was born.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
The first time it made sense to me was probably when we lived in New Hampshire. We went to the Church of the Crossroads, and it was a church actually from a CMA church. It was a church plant from a man from the CMA organization. So our family's been rooted into CMA since before I could remember. When my youth group had taken a trip to here, Bradenton, Florida, there's a camp there, and I did a camp as a teenager, and that's when I fully committed. The camp heavily preached on committing your life to Christ, which is something I hadn't really thought a whole lot about beforehand. They started with a very aggressive kind of message of you're willing to die for Christ, but are you willing to live for him? And I just remember thinking to myself, I've never actually thought about it this way. And it's something that stuck with me even, 30 years later. I was my biggest obstacle to that. The wanting to please my flesh and falling to temptation was a huge struggle growing up. The biggest obstacle was my own head, my own thoughts, telling me I deserve this. We get into that mindset of me, I want, and my brain went that direction, and when it does, it has a hard time coming back. Well, beforehand, I definitely wasn't living for him. I would tell people I knew him, and I would go through the motions like a robotic Christian, and it just wasn't kosher, Now that I'm older, I think more biblically, and I know that scripture says that God doesn't want us to be lukewarm, and I was 100% lukewarm before. It's been kind of a slow crawl for me to get on fire. I'm very hesitant about change, but thanks to God's mercy, it's coming along. Following the camp, I went quite a while I was still kind of on fire for God, and then I still falling to temptation. God's been chasing me ever since then. Putting certain people in my life and certain books and things that help me out. I'm doing much better now than I was before, for sure. Temptation, it gets fewer and further between the more you turn it away. That's what I've learned as an adult Christian. the more I find that I lean toward Jesus, the easier things get. It sounds crazy because it's so hard to give up what I want and how I want to control the situation and just give it up to him. And that's not easy to do, but when you do it, it's rewarding. So I try to put Christ first on absolutely every aspect of my life. My family and I engage in Bible studies throughout the week. We get heavily involved in church and just wanting to be part of the church community. It helps sharpen us. When we get around people, like-minded Christians, they say iron, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And the proof of that is when you actually allow it to happen. You go to a church and you get yourself rooted in, and the people around you, if they're like-minded, they're iron just like you are, and they're going to sharpen you, and you're going to sharpen them. Though the biggest thing about my testimony is how Jesus was chasing me before I even was born, I feel. When my dad was stationed in Japan, a missionary had met him one night when he was not having a good day. And the missionary changed absolutely everything. He changed his life projection. He changed his idea about who Jesus was, and he started following Jesus. It took him some time to get into it, just like it does for all of us, I think. Jesus was chasing after me before I was even born. And I think people need to know that because they need to understand that Jesus loves you, period. I wasn't even a thing yet, and he loved me.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.